Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, you're back. Look at you.
Did you talk about while I was... You know, did you talk about me being gone? Or
well, yeah, I told everyone the reason you weren't here was that you were still in Milwaukee for the convention.
So you didn't, right?
No, we didn't mention the real reason.
Well, I mean,
no.
Sometimes you reference something and you'll say something snarky like elective plastic surgery or something.
That's
like
a standard joke. But today I went. Yesterday I went with current events.
Like
wouldn't it be funny if you were still?
National,
wouldn't it be funny if you were sharing a room with Hulk Hogan?
I say brother? That because I'm going to talk about. While I was gone yesterday for a medical procedure that I seem to remember used to be, at least I remember it that way. The first one I ever got was kind of an in and out, no anesthesia deal.
Right.
And I it's colonoscopy time.
I always thought that was a Twilight procedure. You know what I mean?
Well, I thought it was, what do you mean, Twilight? Like you were like
they don't put you out, but they really, really relax you.
I'm going to say to our listening audience right now and our viewing audience, if you are slightly queasy, I'm going to be as delicate as I possibly can. But it's probably a good idea that, you know, just go away.
What if they're now, if they're streaming live and they're just diving into their cornflakes? What is your recommendation?
I don't think, you know, I handle it. Look, there are a lot of things you do better than I do, but this is something I do better than you do.
Okay.
I'm able to discuss these things and keep it in such a way that, you know, my training of 40 years as a broadcaster dancing around subjects that involve bodily functions, I think I can keep it palatable.
But there are things that I'm better at you than, like ballroom dancing. I think delicate baking.
Knowledge of classic films.
Yeah, you know, I think we complement each other.
And I would like to say thank you to Katie for covering for me yesterday. I appreciate that. And it begins with, for anybody that's gone through that, and for the younger people in our audience that have not yet been there, a colonoscopy is a pretty well-publicized procedure that you get when they take a look inside your your colon to see if
everything's
okay.
Didn't you do one in your classic rock morning show days?
PSA. Well, I've had diverticulitis, which is an issue with digestion, so I've been... Yeah. I am a veteran of these procedures since I was a young person. I've been doing them for a long time. And they go in and they, depending on what they find, that dictates how many years apart you will do these. And so, you know, the
Are you
the
still chart, monthly?
I've missed you. And so it was my time. And I, as I said, I used to remember that you could go in. It just seemed to me to be an in and out thing. So when I asked the
so
lady,
so to speak,
you're right. When I asked the lady, who was the I guess the PA, NP, a lot of initials with this stuff. how long it's going to be. She said, well, you get there at 7:30 in the morning, and then we like to allow 2 to 3 hours. And I said, okay. I just don't remember it being, but that's what it was. So I planned to be in. They were going to knock me out, give me the anesthesia, which I also, the first one I think I ever got, I got without anesthesia. And I think that Katie Couric, who lost her husband to colon cancer,
right,
she got hers while she was on TV, and she was awake.
I remember when she did, that was a big deal. Actually, the colonoscopy was performed by Willard, and they did it going into weather. It was a tremendous bit on to the Today Show.
Willard had, always had the hands of a surgeon. It was always great. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Getting put to sleep is going to add at least another hour to your procedure.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
So, but it is a multifold procedure in that the night before, they give you a prescription, and then they give you a giant jug.
I remember this being the worst part of it.
The giant jug is filled with a powdered substance that you dissolve in a jug full of water, and then on the side, it has a little lemon-lime packet that you put in the water to flavor the water, and they say you can refrigerate it prior to your time, and that don't eat 4 hours before you start what is called your cleanse.
Ugh.
So this is, I have a little chow right about 2 o'clock, knowing I'm gonna start this thing at about 5:45. So I give myself.
What was your last meal? Your final meal? Last supper?
I knew you were gonna ask me that.
Well, I mean, people want to know.
Now this is where it gets gross, because you're such a pain in the ass. You're such a nudge. Pizza.
That's what I had for dinner last.
Probably
night.
Not the best choice, as things turn out.
When I had my colonoscopy, my final meal was my wife's famous corn and peanut casserole.
See, Josh, you see what I mean? Where he,
yep.
This
could've,
is just
could have left it at the pizza.
He could have, but he can't. He can't, and he's gross. He has always been gross, and that's why he's good at gross. So I will get to.
You take a can of cream of mushroom soup, fresh corn off
corn
the cob,
and peanuts. Okay. Thank you.
Honey roasted peanuts. Delicious. It's more of a sweet than a savory casserole.
I'll tell you this. I do feel that he's happy to have me back. I really do, because this is where he now feels, instead of running the show, that he can do what he loves to do, which is just sit there on the side with darts in his hands and just throw at the easy darts.
There are no darts. I'm just reacting.
No, but you react to, it's me.
You're
pitching,
proactive, and I'm
pitching
reactive.
These softballs to you, and you are hitting everywhere. This is batting practice for you right now. That's what it is. Probably why it works.
So
at least in some people's minds.
So you have the pizza.
And then 5:45 I start. I don't have anything to eat from 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm supposed to be there the following morning at bright and early at 7:30 in the morning.
Did you chill your jug? I would think having it
cold would be huge. I chilled it, but I chilled it with
a very
limited amount of time, and it was not cold at all. And at that point, I said, "To hell with that! I don't need that. I've done this before." And I start the procedure, and I do not fit the digestive profile of the average person. So when it tells you in the instructions you should experience a reaction within an hour, you can pretty much double that for me.
So right? 2 hours before it reacts.
Here's where it gets tricky.
Okay.
Either I did not pay close attention to the instructions, or the instructions were not given to me in a timely fashion. I don't know. I don't want to cast any blame, but let me say that in the past, I have walked out of the office with a packet. I did not walk out of the office with my little pregame packet. They wanted to do the meeting to make sure, blah, 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 that everything's done. Blah, 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 blah. But I didn't walk out with a packet, so
because now what they do when I go to the doctor is they say, "We'll email it to you."
And
check your email for the form.
But with the internet, I got my prescription. I read the side. I know what I'm supposed to do. And you have this jug, and you're supposed to drink 8 ounces of this substance every 10 minutes. And within about 40 minutes, 8 ounces becomes, you know, it might as well be 20 ounces because it's just, drinking this stuff. So I just, I've done it before. I know what it's about. It's no big deal.
I couldn't even do that when I was drinking. I mean, you could prescribe me a jug of lemonade and vodka. I couldn't do that.
No, it's like a survivor challenge.
Might kill you if you did it that fast. So I'm drinking this stuff. And then instead of 1 hour, about 2 hours, the reaction takes place. The colon blow reaction. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But then it went on and on and on and on and on. And the way they
were, you at a point where you couldn't leave the bathroom, you just were hanging out.
I was there was a period of time where I had to be close by, which everybody has to. That's the way it works. But the essence of what they give you is that it is going to flush out your system so that in the morning when you show up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at the location, you will be able to they'll be able to put the tube up your butt and they'll get a nice clean picture of your insides, and that's it. However, the more you know. The process went well into the wee hours of the morning for me.
It's tough.
And the reason it did, and at a certain point, I started to drink water. And the reason I started to drink water was the desired result. And the best way that I can explain the desired result is that the window, as your car has driven through the sandstorm with rain and it's gotten your car, you know, cloudy, you're by the time you get the wipers working, it should be a clean window. It's not a clean window. It's so gross. Oh. It's not where the desired result has not been achieved.
Right.
Into the next morning, finally go to sleep. I'm exhausted. Gotten 3 hours of sleep. I am beyond exhausted.
When you're at this situation, is your main concern your health or that you're going to embarrass yourself that when you go to the doctor?
No embarrassment is necessary. What my concern is that I will not be having this.
Okay.
I won't have this done. But it's Sunday night, of course.
Yeah.
Because that's the way you always want to have, you know, when there's no one to communicate with.
Right.
That's the night before. And so I go through the whole deal. Morning comes. I don't believe I am completed, you know, that it's ready to go. However, I go to the place.
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing. But I have to tell people.
What are you wearing? Like a toga?
An adult diaper.
Just trying to picture it.
I'm wearing shorts and a shirt.
Okay. All right. So
what does that have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, I just wanted to know if... No, you know what? I withdraw the question. I withdraw the previous question and the question that was a follow-up.
He's such an ass, Josh. He really is. I was wearing a lovely dress.
Well, I was just wondering if the process was still underway, is all I'm saying. Because I remember
what supposed to wear a kilt.
Well, okay, I'll
easy access or what?
I'll embarrass myself here, Mike. When I had my,
I don't want to hear about yours. I don't want to hear about yours.
I'll just say that when we drove to the hospital, I sat on a towel in the car because things were still going on. That's all I'm saying. So I'm wondering if you were still going.
Josh, has anything ever proven a point more than what he just said?
It's got to come out. He has,
it's just he can't. He cannot
keep it in.
It's he's so great. I have never in all those procedures ever had to sit. That I'm ready to.
No.
You've wrecked
didn't,
it.
I didn't use the towel. It was just
all
an
right,
insurance
stop
policy.
Stop it.
Yeah.
See, you know,
I don't want to hear about yours anymore.
Okay, well, it's on my only point of reference, Mike. I'm sorry,
but I get there. It's a new location. They're putting me out, and they're actually doing it in a hospital. And so, you know, which is, if you're going to go under, I'm fine with that. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be.
Is it the hospital that where you always go to the ER?
He is wound up. You are so wound up.
It's not that.
You
it's
are so that. Wound up. It's like I get to do what I do every day. That's what this excitement is. I get to go back to what I do every day. I don't have added responsibilities. That's it. I can do what I love doing. I get it. I'm fine with it. It's okay. Fine.
All right.
No, it's a new joint. It's down in Naples, great. Florida. It's all the way down in Naples, Florida. And it's not familiar, so it takes a little extra time. I have to have a driver. Carla drives me down there. They confirm once we get in there. By this time, it's about 8 o'clock-ish. And they say, hey, Carla, what will be the time? She said 2 to 3 hours again. I thought it was two to 3 hours total time. It's not. But anyway. I wait, Michael, and I go back down. And at this point, I'm waiting to tell someone who is not the check-in person or the person that just takes your vitals. I know that this information should be given to someone. I don't wait. I'm speaking to the woman who's basically weighing me and measuring my height, who's probably not the person to tell, because at that point she says, I'll tell the nurse about the fact that you do not feel that the cleanse has gone according to plan.
When you said it, you knew it was just sort of spitting into the
wind. I knew it would have to be mentioned again.
Right.
And then and they palm that information off to everybody. All right? and ultimately they palm it to the doctor, who is a very nice man. And I go in, and they get me ready, and they're asking me questions. At this point, this is where I screwed up, all right? I didn't know this, but I screwed up big time.
How?
The anesthesiologist comes in, and he said, I see you had, did you have any water this morning? I said, yeah, I had a ton. I wanted to get the cleanse. You're not supposed to, because you're going to be put under. They don't want anything in your gut. That you could aspirate when you are under. I didn't notice that. All I was thinking about was this cleanse and getting it done. And it's not going well. I don't know why it's not going well. My plumbing works slow. That's all I can say about it. Excuse me. There's no pain. I'm just going through a procedure where it's not. And they say, we'll tell the doctor. He'll explain your options. And
worst
nurse,
possible thing you can hear at that point, your options.
But she also makes reference to they can deal with this, which says to me, well, then they can finish the procedure. But hear me out. So the anesthesiologist said, okay, we just have to be aware that we're going to delay your procedure because you drank the water. Now I've got two things I haven't been successful in. Following the instructions in the morning and finishing the job.
The cleanse.
The one job you're supposed to do when they're going to go into your teenage colon and take pictures. Jesus, I hate it.
And we'll have those on Facebook, right?
So they delay me, and the old men and the young man, the one on the right side and the one on the left, I was first, and now they're skipping over me to go to them because they have to wait. And I'm really not. I'm just feeling like I've wasted everybody's time, including the show's time. And I was depressed about this all day.
All right.
I was depressed about this all day. By the time I got out of there, I didn't want to, we used to work with someone who would waltz in and suddenly everything changed at the last minute again. And there was preparation that went in, so I didn't bother doing that. Mm-hmm. I said, I could do that, or spend the afternoon in the house sulking. I'd rather sulk. So the doctor comes in and he says, well, here it is. It's ultimately your decision. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. He said, we could put you under and then get in there and see. And then if we're not able to, we can always come back and do it again. I don't think it's that great an idea to put you under and have you go through this twice, both for, and as soon as he said, expense. And he said, but I'm on Medicare, so I don't know whether that means anything.
Right.
But as soon as he said expense, it didn't matter. I suddenly go, oh, expense. He said, or we could just reschedule and have you come back. And I said, what? And I look at him, and I know this is like the rules. They're not supposed to push you into. I said,
right.
Well, what would you prefer? He said, well, it's not about what I would prefer. It's just I'll give you the fact. I get what he's doing. He can't push me. You know how that works with doctors, right?
Yeah,
they can't overinflate. But I said, it sounds to me like the best course of action would be for me to bag it and then come back. And he seemed, pardon the pun, relieved at that decision. And but I'm not happy. This has been many, many hours, and I'm like
and misery.
And I didn't get a chance to add. Of course, now you call. Now you call. Hold on,
all
Pat.
Right, please.
I'll be right
That's
back.
Fine.
I have to take this.
Yeah, a lot of times a doctor, Josh, they won't tell you exactly what to do. Like when I was seeing my psychiatrist, he said, I can't tell you to get a divorce, but, you know, this is certainly an option.
I'm not even going to touch that one. Been down that path.
I understand.
But I don't know. I mean, Mike said he got no sleep the night before. He should have just put himself to sleep right there and said, go ahead, doctor.
Yeah, he probably could have just, put on like a...
If he's done enough without being put out before,
you could put on like some British drama on Netflix, and he's out like a light, and then tube him and set him free.
I think I would have done anything to not have to go through that night before again.
You know what? I've done it a few times because I've had stomach issues as well, and I'm just saying that night before is the worst part.
It's got to be the worst part.
Absolutely, the worst part.
I'm thankful
I knew that they would
that
call
I haven't
me.
Gotten this yet.
I knew
what
that
did
they
say? Was that the doctor?
Show. That's I'm calling them back to reschedule, but I knew they'd call that. Yeah, because I have to reschedule now. So I'm there, and I just feel like I've wasted everybody's time. And you feel like a failure because you're not doing it the right
way.
And there are different ways of doing it.
You did what you thought was right. You did everything you thought was right.
What's wrong with my, insides that said, but I didn't ask that question. I just made the decision and decided to bag that. And it's just you can't leave that situation without feeling like there's no relief, so to speak. there's nothing but, what a collective waste of everybody's day and 'cause of me.
Will you be charged anything?
I don't know. I don't think it matters nearly as much as it would have based on the fact that I have the the state, since I am a ward of the state now. And I also pay for a supplemental, that's the way it works when you're on that. I spend a very small amount of money a month covering what isn't covered. So I think I'm fine.
Well,
I think I'm fine with that.
Here is a bright spot is this time you'll be able to chill your jug because you'll plan ahead. And also maybe start a little earlier, half hour earlier.
I don't know. I don't know. I know what I would do because I go back online yesterday and I check. All right, let me see if I did all this right. And there are like 20 different ways of doing it. They give you more stuff in other preps. They tell you different instructions, which was eat lightly early in the morning. Well, that does not apply to pizza at 2 o'clock, you moron. O'Mara, you complete
they probably wanted you
dipshit.
To have Jell-Os and clear fluids.
I mean,
stuff like
really,
that. Broth.
God
broth.
Almighty. Yeah. I just feel like such a dope. And I just, there's a little blame to go around here. There's blame for me of not being more of an advocate and more diligent with what was an employee, the person I saw at the office before this, who really didn't sweat any details at all. Really kind of just was half-assed.
This one is absolutely
on you. I could have asked more questions and always be prepared. Ask all the questions. And now that I've talked to the doctor, he is going to do the prep differently. So he'll give instructions what that is. And he said, we'll take care of this post-haste. And so I'm looking forward.
The new prep, Mike, is the jug is smaller.
Yes.
And also it involves 24 jalapeno poppers.
Threw me off the rails again.
You shit your brains out.
So with that said, I'm driving with Carla. Yep. We're heading back. And the phone
How is
rings.
Her mood that you've screwed
She's
this up?
She's tired, too.
Of course.
She's got to work later in the day. She's given up her morning for me. And she's
not supportive.
She's very supportive. She's terrific. At least in the morning, she was. Last night was a different story.
Well, she's fussy.
There are a lot of things at play. Stop. Let me just finish this point.
Okay.
All right.
Please, Josh.
God, you're exhausting. Where was it? Oh, as we're driving along, I've got this. The only time A-hole McGee has his phone on is right now. I swear to God, I meant to turn it off again. I know I'm not a professional that way. I know it. I have this thing on silent all day yesterday when I need to have it on. And then in the show, when I need to have it off, I have it on. That's the way my world's been going lately. And it's on silent, and I see it's ringing. And I'm like, oh, I better get that because it's the phone number of the place where I had the thing. So I pick it up. Hello? Nothing. Hello? Nothing. I call and I get, what was her name? Twitchy Bitch. I get Twitchy Bitch at the switchboard of the joint of the hospital.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm like, yes, I got a call from this number. I think they were calling to, this could come from anywhere in the system when they get that number. It's
right.
Like
the trunk line.
And she's screaming at me. And she, it might not have been a scream. I might be exaggerating, but she's raising her voice.
I don't think you are.
And she's old and nervous and twitchy, and I am like, okay. Because it comes from, I can't tell you. I can't tell you where it came from in the hospital. This is a main number. You could get it from anywhere. I said, well, how do I know where I got the call from? I won't be able to help you with that, sir. Can you tell me what you're trying to reach? I said, I assume it's the endoscopy center, which is where, well... And then I can try, you know, she's like overmatched by this information. I can try to transfer you over. I hang up. I'm like, okay, fine.
Good.
Later in the afternoon, phone rings again. Same number. I pick it up. This time I pick it up on the first ring. Hello? 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 Nothing. So I call back the number again because I don't know what to do. And I haven't called my doctor's office because it's coming from the center. And I get... Twitchy Bitch again.
Same lady?
Yes, same lady. This time, I said, yeah, I got another call from this. Sir? I said, listen to me. You don't need to yell at me, sir. I said, yeah, but I'm trying to explain what's going on, and you're so twitchy. Click. She hangs up on me.
Oh.
That was the last contact that I had.
Until
this morning.
Okay, yeah. And that was the doctor himself, or who was that? Who called you just now?
Just now was not the doctor. It was the window repair people from another story that happened yesterday before Carla got home.
I'm sorry,
it was the window repair. So see, Curious George, when I try to move past something, but yeah, like yesterday, Josh, when we're texting each other, how did it go? What happened? What did they put up your butt? You know, Johnny, because ultimately he is a listener who is curious at what's in the background, not what he's trying to. The information he's trying to get.
Mike?
I think it also came across like that phone call was the doctor and you had to call them back to reschedule.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. It was
and
not. Hold on. It was the window breakage people that I also have. I don't know how to lie about that. That's why I said it was the doctor because I've got that later in the show about a window that broke in the house. And that's another story in and of itself. And I try to manage the show so that there will be content.
Mike, my annoying text to you that you just described was, and I quote, Mike, how did it go?
I didn't want to say how it went. I wanted to save it for today.
But you made it seem like I was screaming ass and poop puns all through your text.
You were doing that this morning. That's
content. That's me providing content.
Oh, God. Help me. Help me, Ron.
You're fine. You're fine. I'm sorry you had a bad day.
It was, no, you're not. No,
I am.
You're not.
No, I am not. I 100% am, and I'll tell you why. Okay. Because now you've got to go through this again, and this is not anything I would wish on anybody. This is a horrible thing.
It's not horrible. It's just a process.
It is.
It's not horrible.
The process is horrible.
It's not. It's a test. Everybody, by the way, I have a voice that if you haven't done that, and you're over the age of, say, 40 or 50, and 40 if you've had digestive issues, and 50 if you're just an average schmo, you should be thinking about getting this done. And everybody should do it because it is a curable situation if they catch it early. And if they do this every couple of years, 3-5 years, you're fine.
Right.
That's the truth. And so that's the truth, Ruth. So, well, we've got the time. I will tell you with part two.
All right.
So I'm home in the afternoon. This is after I've yelled at the lady. I am not in a good frame of mind. All right.
Are you still sleep deprived? Did you get a nap?
I'm sleep deprived. I may have been drifting in and okay. out of consciousness. Carly goes off to wash faces. I am the caretaker of my son, who is not in any type of organized activity this week. And he has fallen into the, Josh can relate to this, the late summer attitude of neediness begins to creep on with the lack of where summer's becoming too long. This is why the Japanese model of school all year is A-OK with me. That would be A-OK with me because effing off for that period of time results in boredom, as Josh just said. And so, you know, right? This is about the time they start getting bored, right?
Well, we had a pre-show discussion about it, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm at a beach house with a pool 5 feet from me. And the kids still say they're bored.
Right, exactly. There's the idea of, because the stimuli, which has to be online and screens and all that.
Forced on them at all times.
It's so manic. Look at the movies. I took my kids to it. Well, by the way, over the weekend, I haven't even talked about this. We had my son's 11th birthday party, and we had a sleepover on Saturday night. So this
did
is all
the kids do the prep for the sleepover?
Yeah, they all took the colon blow and did it. So I'm glad you're amusing yourself. I will say this, that
you're fussy.
So Michael's coming out. Dad, I want to throw the ball. I said, okay, honey, I'm wiped out. There's a thunderstorm outside. I show him my weather app. I got this new weather app, the weather bug, that shows a map with circles in it, and it shows literally the lightning hits that a buddy of mine gave. It's a great app.
That is
cool. Love to sponsor him on the show. It's a weather bug, and I always mention this to Josh. He writes it down, and he will literally probably call somebody about it. So it's a wonderful app, and it shows the lightning. Well, the lightning is 1 mile away. We are not going outside to throw. I said, I'll wait in an hour. Let's see what happens. Hour comes by. He comes out again with his new catcher's glove because he wants to be a catcher now.
Mm-hmm.
Said, Dad, I want to throw the baseball. I said, honey, it's still thundering out. And I look at the weather bug, and now it's 7 miles away. I said, that's still too close for comfort. And so we will wait till later. And then finally, it's still raining out. I go outside with my kid, and we are under the covered part of the porch.
Yeah.
Which happens to have a window close by. And we begin to throw the baseball in a confined area, which for anyone that throws a ball, Josh, you're a little league coach. You know what I'm talking about. It's better to like air it out and just throw it like that instead of trying to aim in a like 8-foot area to toss the baseball.
Well, you see professional pitchers make this screw up all the time with trying to throw to first base.
Exactly.
They can't do the little 4-foot throw.
The little 4-foot throw, it's difficult. And so he throws to me. I throw. It's raining out. There's still lightning around, but we're under that. We're safely under that. He throws to me. It goes over my head, and I'm sorry. I don't have the glass breaking. Just to have that, I don't have that anymore. I don't know where it is.
I'll send it to you.
Appreciate it. I look over my right shoulder. The lanai window on the side. It's like a hallway into the bedroom.
Yeah.
I'm one of the 40-acre home sites that I have. I know it sounds bigger than it is. The East 40.
Yes, the floor-to-ceiling panel.
The floor-to-ceiling. He has cracked the window. Shattered it, actually. Ugh. But the whole thing hasn't broke. There's a star. There's a piece that's on the thing. That was the lady calling me saying they can't come out and fix it today. They have to come out Thursday and measure
noticeable.
It.
It's noticeable. You can't hide this.
Can't hide this from a certain face-washing spouse who, let's just say, it's that time for her. So she's a little tense anyway.
Sure.
And she's on the way home. So it's just been, what more can we deal with that? I look at my son. I do not yell. I do not scream. Mm-hmm. I go inside. It's a go inside. Just go inside.
How is his initial reaction?
His initial reaction is just, you know, he knows. It's the reaction of any kid when he, you know, breaks a window.
It's tough.
And I get it. And then when I called the glass place an hour later, I said I threw the ball and hit the window. And I said, did you hear me take the bullet for it? Like it matters to the glass place who doesn't give a rat's ass. As soon as Carly came home, I said, Michael broke the window.
Did the glass place ground you?
And Carla is not in a good mood because she's tired, because she was up at 5:30 in the morning dealing with all this, and the evening was the evening. And she was very sweet to me this morning, and I appreciate that because she knew I was coming in to explain all this. But I'm actually very happy to be back here because this is my happy place, believe it or not. Happy to be here. The broken window will be measured on Thursday, and they're replaced. It's not so bad as to require cardboard or any of that.
No weather is coming into your house or anything like that.
Not that it would matter. A tiny little hole where at the center of the star where the baseball smashed into the single pane window.
You don't fear vermin coming in?
I don't have double pane windows. I found
it's
that
not a
out.
Sniper.
no sniper. That's it. So, hallelujah. Glory be.
Glory be.
And that lady at the hospital, F you. I swear to God, you twitchy biatch.
You should go down to the hospital and ask for the switchboard and bring her a Hershey bar.
I know it's a small operation.
Sure.
Because you don't get the same lady every time. But I was just, and then finally, the last call I make, they turned me over to the endoscopy center, and they said, but they close up ship at 5 o'clock, and they got me through at about like 4:55, and of course they're gone.
Yeah, of course.
Based on that endoscopy center, I don't think anybody's going to miss the early meal.
Oh no.
So anyway,
they don't have any digestive issues.
No, they don't. No. Steady stream of carbs flowing right through the digestive tract. Breads, pastries, donuts.
But nothing after 5:30.
No protein.
None protein.
I'm terrible. I will write this ship, I promise you, and we'll get back in a second.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. Oracle.com/bandwidth.
Folks from all over love Amato Burgers. And now for a limited time, try our new app menu featuring
pizza.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of pizza. Yeah.
Wings. So, BLT.
The worst. By the way,
watch it. Which includes our famous Twitcherific fries.
I'm going to get a big box of French fries.
A huge French fry storage box. That's great for sharing.
Wonderful. I'm going to have a French fry.
At Amato Burgers, we have food so good you'll want more.
Oh, F this. I'm still hungry for the French fries.
Eat until your heart blows up. And don't forget to load up with a bonus show subscription at MikeOmeraShow.com. French fries and the bonus show. A great team you'll tell your friends about.
Get Chuck Norris on the phone. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. Hey, sports fans, hot rodders.
Thank you.
The Olympics are right around the corner. The parade is this Friday. Rob's excited about that.
And love the parade.
If there's one thing I know about parades, it's that hydration is key. Have you heard about the brand new flavor? Have you heard about the rainbow sherbet flavor? Have you heard about that? Huh?
No.
Oh, man, it's good. You didn't, right? You knew about parades at the Olympics, but you didn't hear about the new flavor, which I got, and it's sugar-free, and it's rainbow sherbet, and I'm drinking it right now.
How
is it? Because it's so damn delicious. It's fantastic. It tastes like sherbet.
Wow, wow. Mm. And don't say, a lot of people say sherbert. Don't say sherbert.
It's sherbet.
Sherbet.
For both the athletes and the fans, Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. Three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick. Liquid IV, the number one powdered hydration brand in America. LIV Hydroscience, the science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Four delicious sugar-free flavors, white peach, green apple, raspberry, melon, and lemon lime, and the return of fan favorite hydration multiplier cotton candy, and I got a new one. You got to call these people, Rob.
This is crazy.
Rainbow sherbet.
Yes.
Find out about it. I love them all. I love them dearly. Tear poor, live more. Turn your ordinary, that's how much it meant to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So they didn't tell you about the sherbet,
no,
huh?
The new copy came in. They're just saying that, you know, the athletes in the Olympics, they need to know that hydration is key. And even if you're watching the Olympics, hydration is key.
When that came in, it was in a glass as soon as it came in our door. And I love this. Vice President Kamala Harris has secured the support of enough Democratic delegates already to become her party's nominee against Republican Donald Trump. That's according to an Associated Press survey, as top Democrats rallied to her in the aftermath of President Joe Biden's decision to drop his bid for re-election. Prominent Democratic elected officials, party leaders, and political organizations quickly lined up behind Harris in the day after Biden's exit from the race, and her campaign set a new 24-hour record for presidential donations on Monday.
Breaking news from CNN, it just came over my phone, is that George Clooney has endorsed her, so it's as good as done.
Several state delegations met late Monday to confirm their support for Harris, including Texas and her home state of California. By Monday night, Harris had the support of well more than the 1,976 delegates she'll need to win on the first ballot. This is a big deal, yeah. According to the AP tally, especially since people were speculating for weeks as to what would happen if Biden dropped out.
I have a small piece of tape from Biden that I think is quite telling. Here we go.
Alrighty.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds strangely to me like Lyndon Baines Johnson.
No. That's the president who wanted room for his nutsack.
By the way, no other candidate was named by a delegate contacted by the Associated Press. So
really?
This is a big deal.
It is.
This is a big deal.
And unprecedented,
because,
of course.
Well, because unlike many times in political parties, they kind of flounder and don't know what to do. It seems as though, and I don't know, nor will I ever know, whether there is apparatus at work behind the scenes, but one would observe that they have their S together,
yes,
regarding this. And I think I speak for a majority of party members when I'm like, yeah, uh-huh, that's fine with me, because I think everybody's kind of feeling the same way, that they're fine with it. The people that are freaked about it and saying the negative things are on the team that's against the
of
Democrats
course.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So now the questions will come up as to, will there really be another debate or not?
Yeah.
That's what I wonder now. After the convention, I'm not even concerned about. I think we think running mate, and then there is. You would be putting your head in the sand if you did not perceive that there is renewed energy on the Democrats.
Almost immediately. Immediately it happened.
And the money is, the money shows that. The people are excited. The the albatross is gone, and we'll see. Because there's a lot of work to do and a lot of proving to do. Even though this person's a sitting vice president, Kamala Harris has to get out there and deliver the goods. And she has not demonstrated in past incarnations of being the strongest candidate but she certainly has strong qualifications for the office of president. So
it seems
we'll see what
to
happens.
Me, I mean, it's always a quiet position, but she seems to have been a quieter, one of the quieter vice presidents.
I think she, in the tradition of quiet vice presidents, which is the norm, not the exception.
Yeah, you're right.
Norm. We'll see what
I do
happens.
Feel a little sorry for Joe. I wish this wasn't the way he ended his career.
I see, with the circumstances being what they are, I think this is... I think most people understand how hard it probably was to make that decision.
Yeah.
The level of ambition, the level of ego, the level of feeling of your obligation to service, which I do believe is true in Joe Biden, had to make this excruciating.
And that's why I feel sorry. You know,
I am proud of everybody associated with this because, look, anybody that watched that debate, there was no question. I came in and talked about it on the show the day after. I'm sorry. That's the way it was. And there was nothing that happened after that to allay anybody's concerns. And it's not, as I said right after the debate, it's not the question of just the election and the campaign. It's the question of where are you going to be in 2 years?
Right.
That's what I was thinking about. So now we move on. And I think in the interest of getting party unity and getting things the ship righted, I think, you know, I didn't know that before, but as I look at it now, this seems to be the logical way of going about
it. Really, it really helps.
Josh.
It really helps down ballot to get people back in, because even after the debate, Mike, you said that you might not go vote now, and I think that was their big fear, was that if Joe's on the ticket, we're going to lose all these Senate and congressmen seats. Yep.
I have two predictions, Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Two predictions. One is that there will be another debate, and I think she will be overly prepared and embarrass Trump because I think she's got the sauce to do it. And my other prediction is that Joe will not run in 28.
I do believe that when you look at the way – I think Josh is right.
Yeah.
Because going to the polls – and this was in the back of my head as a Democrat. I was saying to myself, the idea of pulling a lever, would that make me a party hack? And people are saying, well, you are a party hack. No, I'm not a party hack. I'm really not. I voted for Republicans in other elections. So, I mean, I'm not. I vote my conscience, and it would be tough to do that feeling the way I felt about Joe Biden.
I agree.
At the same time, I admire the man for making the decision, the correct decision.
I do,
think
too.
The country does,
I do, too.
As well. So we'll see. Now the whole thing starts again, and you know, the nicknames have come out already. Lion Kamala Harris, you know. I would still go. This is just advice.
Mm-hmm.
Some might say, Mike, why are you bringing it up? Because I can't help it. When I come in here, I got to – he called her laughing Kamala Harris. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tell her with the laughing.
Yep.
Chill out on the laughing. Please chill out on the laughing. Please chill out on the laughing.
I can't say it strongly.
I do think it's possible. I think she's an intelligent woman.
I think she went heavier yesterday.
I think she went heavy, and it's a crutch for discomfort.
Yes.
Yep.
And she's got to stop it. But if they're able to get old Joe out the race, I think people can get around her and take care of that. We'll have to wait and see. Ain't no biggie. Many Americans are frustrated with where they are financially, but apparently a big chunk of the country has a plan for that. And maybe they're in the process of trying to get on Shark Tank. In a new poll, 1 in 3 Americans, 33% say they believe they have an idea that could one day make them wealthy. That's America, baby. That's America.
Yeah.
That's why the Elon Musks and the Bill Gates stay up there, and we're all down here going, it's the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. That's why I think people don't really get that frustrated with the major difference in wealth structure, because they think, well, if I come up with the idea, that could be me. I think it's always been that way.
Do you have an idea?
I always have a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a really great idea. It's a new colon cleanse for people that have trouble with them on colonoscopies. Anyway, business ideas, blockbuster movie scripts, concepts, hot stock tip. Even if that doesn't pan out, 19% of people have a feeling in their bones that they'll one day win the big lottery ticket. Men are more likely than women to feel confident they'll strike it rich one day. That's 39% of men, which is versus 26% of women. And 26% of those who have a big plan think they've come up with a game-changing idea or product that's never been done before. Rob Spiewak, do you have one?
Yes, I do. Seven-minute abs.
6-minute abs. 7-minute abs.
Oh, no!
You got it wrong. 6-minute abs.
Oh, God, no wonder I'm poor.
That old story from the sea? Josh, do you have the next big idea?
The Mike O'Mara Show.
There you go. God, he's got the eyes on the prize. See that every week, ladies and gentlemen. That's how I feel. Yes, sirree. That's how every day, feeling better about this dude. Pete Davidson has done his share of drugs, but he's over all that. Well, almost. In a recent stand-up gig, he said, quote, "I can't quit. I can't quit weed. It's all I have left."
That's his sugary soda. That's his last vice.
He said he did coke and ketamine. And effing all the pills and all that crap.
Ketamine makes you like ripped, right? It's like
no. It's ketamine's a tranquilizer. I think.
I thought it was something that bodybuilders took.
No, that's I think that's a steroid. You're talking.
Oh, see,
about.
I don't do
I'm
drugs.
Not sure. He said all the pills. All I have is weed left, so it's almost over. But I'm holding on for a little longer. So he's cleaning his act up. And
good.
You know how that works. That's good.
Tough.
You say amen to that, right? Congratulations
absolutely.
To Pete.
I just, you know what? I don't even think weed counts as a drug anymore. It's so common.
I think it's like having a cocktail. You know?
They're marketing it as safer than alcohol.
Yep.
The way they're pushing it.
They always have been if you really look back to the history. Actors are always saying that sex scenes are not sexy, and it's extremely rare for a guy to get aroused, but it does happen. So how do they deal with it? There is an intimacy coordinator named Brooke Haney. How about this gig? She says, quote, "I'll tell the actor," I'd love to see a picture of her, but we won't. It's not out there. "I'll tell the actor to do a few push-ups or some jumping jacks. That moves the blood to a different location, and we're all good. Some people who play lovers on screen end up coupled in real life, but Haney says her job is to keep it 100% professional. Here's her quote. "One of the jobs of an intimacy coordinator is to make sure that we are making everything on set be work. I'm not going to be in charge of controlling what actors do on their own time. That's their business. But when we're at work, it should never be about their personal relationship. It should be about the characters."
Mm.
So there's an intimacy. I think that'd be a good job for you, Shecky, being
you
into
think?
The sequel. No.
Yeah.
No, I think it'd be the worst job for you in the world.
Actually, you don't know this. I have been named on several documents as the intimacy coordinator for this show.
Yes, you have.
And here she is.
Oh, okay. She looks familiar. Doesn't she? A little bit?
She looks AI.
Intimacy coordinator. She's interesting looking. She's not unattractive. So that's a. You would think that, you know, if you really were. No, I'm not going to get into that. It'll turn into just a whole parade of misogyny and I'll get letters and I don't feel
don't
like
get yourself
it
canceled, please.
All right. I've got something, Rob, that might not be funny for you. I want to alert the world right now. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Is
yes.
that your son? Is that your
yeah,
son?
He's going to work. Off to work.
Have a good work day, Robert.
Love you, Robert.
Making sports. Thank you. All right. Beware, Rob Spiewak. You know why?
Why?
Bird flu!
No! Oh, no!
A second Colorado poultry farm has reported a case of bird flu in a worker, marking the state's seventh human case this month amid the ongoing outbreak among dairy cows. That's right.
Cows have bird flu?
Birds to cows to people. Colorado health official. I'm sorry, I messed up when I tried to say Colorado.
Colorado
health officials said the seventh case is for now a presumptive positive. That means that the person is tested positive at the state level, while confirmatory testing is being carried out at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed in late March that the H5N1 bird flu that had been spreading globally among wild birds for years had unexpectedly jumped to dairy cows in the U.S. To date, at least 168 herds in 13 states have tested positive for the virus. Amid the dairy outbreak, 11 humans have contacted the virus.
And a lot of people don't know this. The source of it was Larry Bird. Larry Bird. He started it, yeah.
That's right. All Patient started
Zero.
In Indiana, ladies and gentlemen. There's the bird. And finally today, villagers living, and Rob, do not jump ahead with my joke. I know you're going to be tempted to when you hear the name. Villagers living near the biggest sex festival in the UK are reportedly bemused over the kinky gathering. Thousands of swingers flock to Allington on the outskirts of Grantham in Lincolnshire for the Swingathon Festival, which is billed as the country's largest. The event is being held in fields tucked away from the prying eyes of local villagers and features play tents, pole dancing, mobile dungeons, and even butt plug bingo. Most of the villagers feel like...
What was that?
Butt plug bingo.
Yes.
Most of the villagers feel like it's all fine if they keep it out of the little town, kind of a live and let live attitude. The swingathon organizer says things could not be going any better.
It's great.
Let me turn my mic up here.
Oh, okay.
We know a village in Lincolnshire where in the spring, butt plugs grow there. That's all I have. Thank you very much. There it is.
That's the fun of it.
Did you go right to, I mean, I know your brain. Did you go right to Orson Welles?
Yeah, I heard a gonk.
Of course, yes, a gonk. What in the depth of your ignorance, you know? Fellas, come on, get me a jury. We have to take a break.
He'd be a good vice president.
So much on the show. Lots going on. Movie wrecks, the Olympics, everything. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Now you can truly be your best thanks to DermGlowSkin.com. They make it so easy. Just complete the questionnaire. Schedule a call to talk with a medical provider for approval, and the pharmacist fills your prescription. It's delivered to your house. Boom. One injection once a week. Today's shot day in the O'Mara house. Get ready to lose 21% to 26% of your weight, along with improving your blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. It's FDA approved, and the results are real. DermGlowSkin.com offers semaglutide and tirzepatide for weight loss. I have to share one story with you.
Please.
Regarding my weight loss. What's funny is when I do go to a medical professional now, they always weigh you. Go to a GP, they weigh you. Go to get a procedure, they weigh you. And apparently, some of these physicians or physician's assistants have my previous weight.
Yeah, always.
And they'll weigh me, and then they'll look at my chart, and they'll say, you lost weight. And I'll look at them and I go, yes, I did. So there's
what
that.
I always
just
do,
to
Mike,
add it
when
to
I,
the list.
I always say, no, I haven't. What does your record say? This seems sloppy record keeping.
Listen, they've got the weight loss drugs for you in addition to NAD+, vitamin B12, somorelin,
yes,
and PT-141. Great boat. So whether you crave
Cliff
a sexual
Robertson.
Boost, a cognitive boost, or reduced inflammation, DermGlowSkin.com's got you covered. Get it shipped to your door. Get excited and get skinny for Las Vegas. Get excited. Feel like yourself again. Stop the food noise and start your weight loss journey today. DermGlowSkin.com. You are obsessed with the Olympic parade. Now, is that...
Yeah.
By the way, when I kick it over to you... Please feel free if it's not the first thing you want to talk about. It was.
Yeah.
I think about the show mechanics all the time.
Of course.
We have a meeting before the show where we list the things we'd like to talk about. I have a few. Rob has a few. Josh has a few. And, you know, depending on the priority, I do you want
you
to talk
them.
About the parade or do you want to talk about
well,
hard gum?
I want to talk. Hard gum can wait.
Okay, good.
The Olympics parade, where you get to see all the nice outfits, is this Friday. And I will always put it on, but only as a background thing because it's a long event.
Mm-hmm.
And I do enjoy perhaps the most are the countries that only have like one team member.
Right.
And, you know, the Americans come out and there's 600 people and then there's one guy that's representing another country. And they have their outfits and their flags and it's very festive and it's exciting and nobody wins or loses. Everybody wins at the Olympic parade.
Yeah.
But there's one event that's new this year to the Parisian Summer Olympics that I don't know if it ought to be an event or not. And being a kid of the 80s, you would think I'd be a vast supporter. This year, an Olympic event is breakdancing. How do you feel about this? Yes.
What the F?
I know. It doesn't seem like it'll...
Is it much different than the dance routines with the ribbons and the gymnastic dance routines?
Or the ice dancing? No, see, ice dancing is an athletic
skill. That's skating,
skill.
Yeah.
I This strikes me as the Olympic Committee trying to expand the audience, maybe. But I mean, it just it's.
But has breakdancing been a thing in 40 years?
Could it be a
35, 30?
Could it be other lands that they are doing it for?
I don't know. As it stands
Are they going to breakdance during the parade, though?
I don't think they'll breakdance during the parade.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know that would be good. And also, no floats this year.
Did they get the poop out of the river yet?
You know what? They've been strangely silent about it. We shall see. I don't know that they'll breakdance in the river. As it stands now, Mike, 40% of Americans surveyed think that breakdancing in the Olympics is cool. 31% don't agree with it.
That's
29% say they don't. They're just not sure.
What is the deal with the people that aren't sure? What is the deal with people that can't make a decision? Come on!
And when asked if they think breakdancing is Olympic sport worthy, 29% responded, not sure.
I mean, I just think it's... You know, Josh, the idea of the people that have the little poles with the streamers on them, that's gymnastic. I mean, yeah, and I know that breakdancing is a physical activity, but the gymnastics, that has been a part of gymnastics competition for years and years and years and years.
And it's fabulous. You have to admit the ribbon looks fabulous when it streams behind them. I love it.
Apparently... breakdancing has been increasing in international popularity over the past few decades. So but according to this dance teacher, it makes sense that the Olympics would finally get into the action.
But I think of breakdancing 1989, 1988, people putting down a piece of cardboard. There was a couple of breakdancers at James Madison High School when I went. And it just
Can you pop in, Josh, if you don't mind? Where is breakdancing the most popular? I smell Romania like I have never smelled Romania.
Is it a good smell?
I smell some sort of Eastern European flavor.
Because it takes a while to get over there.
It also is like something that they'd like the clothing, right? The 80s clothing that when people were, hopping down.
I can see that.
Because, it's not popular in the United States anymore.
Think it crested, Mike, with Break Into Electric Boogaloo.
Which would be early 80s, correct?
Mid 80s. I'll get you a date, but I remember that being... That was a sequel, of course, to Break In.
I mean, I think that there are sports. They've done it with baseball. They've done it with golf. But those are sports.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, this is not a top 10 list, but it lists some countries where it's pretty popular.
Okay.
Brazil, Cambodia, Canada.
Canada? Boo!
Japan, South Korea, China.
That's
the list.
It's Asian countries.
China. Yes, 1984 for Electric Boogaloo, Mike.
1984. All right. Mm-hmm. Mid-80s. All right, well.
But here's the thing. Although I don't think it's necessarily an Olympic-styled sport, I feel that I will watch it.
Well, I would watch it if it came out. Of course I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it's going to be good.
The IOC president says that breakdancing is added as an effort to draw more interest from young people.
There you are. Me and the
young
prez.
People that love breakdancing.
Me on the prez, right on the. I nailed it. I nailed it, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? See if your son is into it, and then get him a piece of cardboard.
I got a movie reco coming up, and
love it.
Also, with Joe Biden dropping out of the presidential race, it makes one think about one's own cognitive power and being the elder statesman. I think we need to discuss that.
All right.
On this show. We'll be right back. Everybody. Hats. Hats, not
Love
these
that.
Hats, other hats. By popular demand, we now have an extremely limited run of the brand new TMOS Summer Cap. That is the ultimate accessory for fans who want to show their support while staying cool. It's available in red, white, light blue, black, ensuring there's a perfect match for everyone. Plus, tickets and merch for the Grand Reunion Las Vegas weekend are on sale now. And the new t-shirts that you haven't even seen yet, looking good. Don't miss the ultra cool TMOS commemorative coin. I got got one of those right here. You can't see it. I'm far away. There it goes. So,
Mike, did you know that will be honored by any slot machine in Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Got the.
And you can put the coin in. Oh, you have the koozie. That's very nice.
Got the koozie here. That keeps the laughs coming at TMOSstore.com. I've got the classic sticker. We have this on the O'Mara
vehicle. Oh, I love
vehicle.
That.
Yes, yeah. We do. It's awesome. Authentic. Get your stuff right now. Thank you for your support. And remember the Rob Spiewak motto that we always tell you about. Rob?
If you stand on it, we'll stand behind it.
There it is.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
We stand behind all of our fine products.
But you have to stand on it.
Yes.
You have to stand on the T-shirt.
We're still working on that deal with Laboris to put those Laboris out there if we get an opportunity. We really are, ladies
like
and gentlemen.
O'Mara Laboris,
a movie reco. I was not always the biggest Michael Keaton fan, but his choices as he has continued into his 60s and now his 70s have been stunning. The latest film from Michael Keaton is called Knox Goes Away. And with the issues with our president and dementia, nothing could be timelier. It is, how would I describe it? It is a stellar cast. It is some of the best small role acting I have ever seen. It's that good. And Michael Keaton is phenomenal in it. It's a really, really good movie. If
when did you,
get you
turn
a
on him? I have always.
I never liked
one.
Johnny Dangerously leading right into Batman when he was kind of that. Hey, that punk.
Oh, but that Batman was my Batman. So that really got. Well, but I also liked. Yeah. What was the movie? Gung Ho. He was very good in. Mr. Mom.
Punky,
he was good
the
in.
The punky, cocky Michael Keaton. I was not a fan of the grown-up Michael Keaton. He's a great actor, in my humble opinion, and I didn't see it with that kind of. That punky attitude, and then even with Beetlejuice, it was always kind of that thing like that.
I'm not a Beetlejuice fan. He was. He made a movie about the meth problem, where he was a doctor.
The opioid crisis.
Yes,
he was
so
phenomenal in that.
So good.
God,
and
there's so many of them. I wish I remember the title of that Michael Keaton opioid movie or miniseries. I think it was a miniseries.
And he also
it was awesome. Really,
he saved the movie The Flash. Because The Flash would have been a disaster without his Batman in it.
He
I really like
the
Michael
superhero
Keaton.
Thing, and then comes back and does smaller
dope,
films
dope
that
sick.
Are really good. What
dope
was
sick.
It?
Dope sick.
Dope sick. The in my humble opinion, the definitive series
there
about
was a
the
few,
opioid crisis.
There was a few things out at the same time, and Dope Sick was by far the best one about that.
This one, when you're watching a really, really good movie and you're really appreciating it, you start to just. Check off the number of performances that are spectacular, and this is one of them. It's just great performance after great performance. Good idea in concept.
Any other stars in it that we would know?
Oh my God, I'm trying to think. I'm trying. You know, they're faces that you will recognize this. It's solid. Pacino's in it. He's another famous person.
How is Pacino in it?
He's Pacino being Pacino again.
Oh,
which is
no.
Always kind of like that.
Yeah, I think he crested on that in his Nazi hunting show.
I saw a viral video of somebody slamming Pacino. It was the director of The Exorcist, William Friedkin, who was slamming Al Pacino.
Wow.
Talking about the effort put in by Gene Hackman and then comparing him to Pacino. I wouldn't say the same. He said something like, I wouldn't say the same thing about Al Pacino. Really knocked Al Pacino the way Pacino handles.
When's the last time Pacino made a movie that was valued? The Blind movie?
Boy, oh boy. Was The Blind movie before or after Any Given Sunday?
Because I think it was before. Any Given Sunday is when we first saw the cracks in the armor, I think, of.
So check it out. It's called Knox.
I love it.
Goes Away. You'll like that.
Is it streaming on a service? Do you know offhand?
Oh, man. I think it's Apple. I think it's Apple, but I'm not sure.
It looks like it's on all of them for purchase.
Yeah, for purchase.
Oh, good.
You can rent it. You can rent it. We rented it, and then we ate it.
That you can eat.
We ate it right after we rented it, And then we ate it, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know about that.
It was delicious, everyone. You're going to love it. Eat it, Mr. Scholarship winner. Yum, yum, yum. When we come back, do you have a side for us?
I've got a robust one today.
A robust side?
Yes.
Hey, lost wages. Las Vegas. The time is now. TMOS is returning to Las Vegas for our grand reunion weekend. Saturday, November 9th. Come be a part of a live poolside taping of your favorite podcast. That's us. We're going to be on the elegant rooftop citrus deck of the downtown Grand Hotel. Book your rooms now so you don't miss any of the fun I will be doing at the Grand Hotel. I will be doing bed check. I will. I'll be doing bed check at 3 o'clock in the morning for everyone. Please do not bring firearms. It's a full-scale hotel takeover, ladies and gentlemen. Take the whole weekend and be part of our exclusive slots and blackjack tournaments, the Ladies of TMOS brunch, special discounted hotel rates, limited edition swag, and a whole lot more. Find Rob on the property, and he will literally give you a piece of hard candy.
Mike, it arrived.
You know, we got a great, great text or a message to Carla where somebody was saying, you know, I didn't think I had the opportunity to go at that time. I had a commitment here, but I got out of the commitment. And
nice.
Coming. And
love
you got plenty of time to get your ducks in a row, to get out there and do it. Get your tickets, though, to the show. Get that first. That's the most important part. And then, right after that, get your hotel room and get a piece of hard candy from Rob when he sees you in
Please.
The lobby. And get an Earl Weaver action figure from Josh. Some restrictions may apply. Grab your tickets and more info at MikeOmeraShow.com. There's no better way to reunite with your TMOS family and no better place to do it. Join us as we take over the downtown Grand Hotel the weekend of November 9th. We can't wait to see you there.
Hello.
She'll be there.
Rob's bringing his whole family. It's going to be great.
The flip side.
All right. Sometimes, Mike, it's weird how the past can just come back and repeat itself. This is 37 years ago, 1987. I'm going to play this tape. The Letterman Show. Also, I left a little bit of the front on. It's a top 10 list. Do you remember when Letterman had a small fountain installed in front of his desk so that he could do the prancing fluids when he wanted?
I don't remember that part, but I'm sure it was.
Great.
Sure it was Letterman. It sounds like all Letterman to me.
Well, this was the night they filled it with cinnamon mouthwash, and so we get a chance to see the prancing fluids, but also a top 10 list that you would not have think that you would not think would have existed 37 years
so
ago.
So wait a minute. He's got the fountain in front of him, and why do they put mouthwash in it?
It's Letterman. It's just, he wanted it to be red. Yeah, he wanted the fountain to be red.
Okay, I get it.
But I just like to see the prancing fluids. It's just a moment of that. The real point of the tape is the top 10 list.
smells like the dentine factory blew up. I don't even know what that means. Here we go. It's our top 10 list tonight. Tonight's category from Scottsdale, Arizona, top 10 reasons Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
Oh, wow.
What was the deal on this guy, by the way? These Democrats seem to keep shooting themselves in the foot, don't they?
Whatever they do, they do.
Here we go. Top 10 reasons Joe Biden dropped out of the race. Number 10, to promote his new album, Bad. Number 9, plans to spend more time with his imaginary coal miner relatives. Number 8, he accidentally delivered Nixon's resignation speech. Number 7, realized he didn't have a chance against the Gebhardt juggernaut. Number 6, his term paper business is really taking off. Number 5, could not pronounce Ich bin ein Berliner. Number 4, finally got tickets for Last Leg of Dead Tour. Number 3, decided to run for presidency of the Hair Club for Men. Number 2, the new monkeys are on TV now and a man has just so much time. Number 1... wants to chase skirts full-time with Gary Hart.
Yeah, there's some oldie. There's Anton, Anton. Those are some oldie references right there. Gary Hart, remember
but
him?
But it's so weird that long ago that would have been the same thing. It threw me. They this was a great weekend for the movie Twisters which is a disaster movie.
Yes.
And they, Hollywood Reporter put together a list of the best disaster movies. They put Twister at number three.
Can I interrupt for a second?
At number three, yes.
Tomorrow I will tell you about the kids' birthday party that I enjoyed over the weekend. We, our friend Scott and Jennifer brought their son, who's a dear friend, both their sons, their twins, Austin and Aiden, to the party and hung out with us at dinner afterwards. And they went to see Twisters.
And?
I'll give you the review.
Okay. Well, Twisters comes in as the third greatest disaster movie of all time, according to the Hollywood Reporter. At number two, my favorite,
Twisters,
Poseidon Adventure.
The plural, the new one, or Twister,
the new one.
The original?
The new one has a 92% Rotten Tomatoes score.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Which okay.
Seems
that's interesting.
Impossible.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Poseidon Adventure at number two, which is a great disaster movie. I do love the Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah, Gene Hackman.
Yeah, but number one, do you know what they named number one? I'll give you a hint. Same producer as Poseidon Adventure.
Towering Inferno.
Exactly. And just for fun, I wouldn't give
that a number one. I wouldn't give that a number one by any stretch of the imagination. I think Poseidon Adventure wipes its butt with Towering Inferno.
I agree, and I would watch that movie. But I want you to hear the cast list of Towering Inferno. It almost sounds like a
joke. All right,
joke.
I'm going to throw them out. I'm going to throw my, these are off the top of my head.
Okay.
It has to have Charlton Heston in it.
I don't think he's in it. I don't think he's in
really?
Inferno. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then go ahead. I'm not going to
interrupt. All right, and I have a story about it in a second. Hold on.
Steve McQueen. Paul Newman. William Holden. Faye Dunaway. Fred Astaire, Susan Blakely, Richard Chamberlain, Jennifer Jones, O.J. Simpson, Robert Vaughn, and Robert Wagner. The Towering Inferno.
Those people.
And of course, Dabney Coleman.
Something's not done.
Mike, this is the movie that invented something that is very common when you have two headliners in a movie. McQueen and Paul Newman argued about who would get top billing. So what they do is they put their names diagonally on the front when they're co-starring.
I'm sure they didn't argue. Probably their people argued.
Okay.
Right?
Well, okay. The Newman camp and the
McQueen
camp. So one of their names went in the lower left. So if you're reading left to right, they got top billing. The other name was in the upper right corner. So if you read down, they have top billing.
Okay.
And that has become a solution for a lot of people.
That's an incredible cast right there for a pretty crappy movie.
Horrible movie.
I can't believe Faye Dunaway was in it.
Don't you talk about Faye Dunaway. She's probably the best.
There's a great documentary on Faye Dunaway that's floating around now on Netflix, I think.
She sure is pretty. Mike, they've got the cardboard beds back at the Olympics. Now, do you remember the cardboard beds 4 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Was this about banging?
Yeah. I've always been fascinated by the amount of sex that goes on between Olympians and the staggering number of condoms that they go through.
Well, it doesn't surprise me when you really break it down and think about it. You know?
Yeah, it makes sense.
There's a lot of energy there. They're really not doing anything vicey, probably.
And after they compete, you know, it's the first time they can probably relax in 4 years. So what they did 4 years ago is they made the beds for Olympians out of cardboard as a way to discourage sex. It would be strong enough to support an Olympian, but perhaps not two active Olympians. However, putting that rumor to bed.
So in other words, let me see if I've got this clear.
Okay.
They made it so that if they try to have sex on it, it would collapse?
Mm-hmm. It's literally made of strong cardboard.
Stupid solution.
Well, Mike, we can put that rumor to rest thanks to this Irish gymnast who put the bed to the test.
Paris Olympic Games, and they once again have these cardboard anti-sex beds. When I tested them last time, they withstood my testing. Maybe I wasn't rigorous enough, though.
He's just jumping up and down as hard as he can.
Nope, they passed the test. It's fake. Fake news.
Fake news.
It's
probably
fake
just because they were cheap, right? They were cheap.
I think that's the case. Yeah, I do too. Now, Mike, we are hated nationwide. I'm sorry, internationally, I think, because of the eating habits of America. I think that
among
many
other
countries.
Things.
Yeah, but I think countries look down on us gastronomically. There's no one would ever like go out in Paris to go to an American restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So Have you?
You
ever
might
heard
be surprised, though, right? I mean, did you ever experience any
there was
American
one,
food?
There was one that had some American food, like cheeseburgers and stuff, but it was incorporated with actually really good food. So,
all right, okay.
Have you ever heard of a fluffy Coke?
Yeah, well, I was at American University.
No, it was after one of our toga parties.
Not that.
Right. This is a lady, lovely lady, and her meemaw talking about the fluffy Coke. And I think you will enjoy this.
Fluffy my Coke is. Look at that. We're going to make a fluffy Coca-Cola.
Ooh. You're going to start with your cup and your marshmallow fluff and spread it all in your cup.
I love marshmallow fluff. Ooh, I could eat a big old spoonful of this. Now you put the good ice in here. That's good.
We've got our marshmallow fluff and our ice. Time to add our Coca-Cola. Imama doesn't want
Coca-Cola.
Thing mess up her nails.
I always break a nail if I do that.
Into our
she can pronounce it any way she wants, Rob.
Pop in our straws. And give it a
fluffy
taste.
Coke.
Give it a little stir. And cheers.
And cheers.
Can you use diet?
I'm going to scrape the marshmallow off.
All right, Mike.
I'm sure you could.
Why would you use Diet Coke with marshmallow fluff? Just to cut down on the sugar a little bit, sugar soda. You don't understand that concept. I do. I mean, anything you can do to reduce the sugar content would be a good idea. And I think that looks like something that would appeal to me. And I think it's time for another taste test, even though I haven't done the coconuts yet. I know that I failed.
What? Mike, you've had like a week.
I know. I failed the coconut. I've been getting colonoscopy prep.
Make sure that the coconuts go through.
Would you
procedure.
Be willing? Would you boys be willing
yes,
to acquire? I will use a Diet Coke with mine. I will.
I think it sounds to me like it's going to taste like a vanilla Coke.
Yeah,
but we shall see. But they said they were very specific. It has to be marshmallow fluff, not marshmallow cream. C-R-E-M-E. Yeah.
Okay, so it's ice.
No. First,
it's marshmallow.
You do a smear of marshmallow in the cup.
On the inside. Then you put ice.
Yes, and then Coke.
And then Coke, and you let it.
And then you have to have it with a straw.
Okay.
Because that allows you to scrape the marshmallow.
I'll drink that during the whole show.
And also, it helps if Meemaw is around.
It reminds me of a snowball where you'd get like a put marshmallow on top of a snowball. Doesn't sound bad.
You can tell this man is in a summertime vacation destination. You can tell. Josh, you're all in, aren't you? You're all into this tomorrow.
Yeah, it sounds great.
It sounds fantastic. And tell Robert to come by too. You know, we'll all try them. Let's have tomorrow's Fluffy Coke Day. I might even go out and get regular Coca-Cola. Now listen, Rob, I hate to do this.
What?
Please remind me, coconuts and marshmallow fluff. For tomorrow.
Mike,
I will
how
do
many
that.
Times
and I will
have
get a
I sent you a text? 30 years, how many times have I sent you text that says, please remember coconuts and fluff?
Remember the coconuts, and I always fail. You can get coconuts you can eat in the grocery store, right?
But you were going to go get them out of your backyard.
I'm not going to shimmy up the palm tree and get them. And I don't like the ones on the ground because I think they'll have pesticides.
Well, I mean, Mike, those plants are eating the pesticides and putting the poison in the coconuts.
What do you want me to do, Josh?
Throw baseballs at it. You've already broken the window.
Yeah, and destroyed my son's eye socket.
But other than that, pretty good week.
We are not good with baseballs in this house.
Mike, how about the old Huggin' Mug? Do you know about the old Huggin' Mug?
I don't have one in here, but
No.
Oh, the Huggin' Mug. That was American University. If you would meet the right person and spend the night, go ahead.
It's a crime problem in Orange County, California.
Huggin' Mug?
The Huggin' Mug, where people pretend to know you, hug you, and take your wallet.
It's a distractionary burglary is what it is.
That distraction now coming in the form of hugs, according to Orange County Sheriff's deputies. They're not talking about hugs like these. They're talking about hugs with the intent to rob.
They're coming up with new methods now. And one of those methods is offering a hug to somebody or acting like they know you and giving you a hug. And while they're giving you that hug, they're targeting a piece of your property.
Orange County Sheriff Sergeant Matthew Parrish says deputies in Rancho Santa Margarita responded to a robbery call on July 2nd. A victim said a woman jumped from a parked car in front of his driveway, hugged him, snatched his gold chain, and took off.
So I think the Huggin' Mug, you would take it from the fluff lady, wouldn't you?
This is my groove life wallet here.
Amen.
All right. And if you're worried about a hug and mug,
yeah,
just place this under your balls. There you go. Thank you.
And then add ice, and then
add ice and marshmallow fluff, and you know, you call it a flucky, a fluffy ball. Forget it. What am I doing? What the hell am I doing?
Let's close with this, Mike.
Yes.
You have got. I know in the past you have had smushed face dogs.
Yeah, we still do.
Yeah, and the problem with a smushed face dog is, to a letter, they are farting dogs,
and they have breathing difficulties yeah. too. Most of them.
But have you ever heard a dog fart like this? I think this is genuine. It's so okay. easy to fake a fart on YouTube because mm-hmm. we've been playing yeah. fart sounds for years. We know
right.
that. I think this is real, and it might be the longest dog fart ever. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look.
A 100% based yeah. on the dog's body language.
Because of the way he's sitting.
Can we observe that one more time?
One more
please?
Time, yeah. He doesn't cop a squat, but it's almost
a squat, and it looks like an older dog too.
Yes, he's lost his control. Mm-hmm. Mike, as a matter of fact, this dog, after he farted, he withdrew from the election.
I would like to show you my colonoscopy prep. This is me Sunday night in the American.
Mr. O'Mara, did you drink any water?
Wow. Boy, he's having a rough time. So am I. Wow. Still doing that 2 days later. God, help me.
If you start to squat in your house, I'm getting to the next room.
From Virginia, the Carolinas, and the great state of Florida, we will return tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, with a brand new episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you for all of your support. Go to the store, get your tickets for the grand reunion in Las Vegas, Nevada, the weekend of November 9th, and support us any way you can that keeps this little engine chugging along. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Aloha.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
And what time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh, my goodness, how modern.
What do I do?